Loneliness is more than just a feeling of being alone. It's a profound and widespread issue that affects both mental and physical health. In recent years, researchers have increasingly recognized the significant impact that loneliness can have on overall well-being. Understanding the physiology behind loneliness, recognizing its effects, and learning how to combat isolation are crucial steps in improving both individual and public health. In this episode, we'll explore the deep-seated impact of loneliness, share personal anecdotes and stories of famous figures who have struggled with isolation, and discuss effective strategies to combat loneliness and foster connection. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're tackling an issue that's often overlooked but has serious implications for health: loneliness. Whether you've experienced loneliness yourself or know someone who has, this episode will provide you with the knowledge and tools to better understand and address this growing concern. The physiology of loneliness. What happens in the body? Loneliness doesn't just affect your emotions. It has real, measurable effects on the body. When a person feels lonely, it triggers a stress response in the brain. The amygdala, the brain's fear center, becomes more active, leading to an increase in cortisol, the stress hormone. This prolonged stress response can lead to chronic inflammation, which is linked to a variety of health problems, including heart disease, diabetes, and even a weakened immune system. Additionally, loneliness has been shown to affect sleep patterns. Individuals who feel isolated are more likely to experience fragmented sleep, which can exacerbate feelings of fatigue and decrease overall well-being. Over time, this lack of restorative sleep can contribute to a cycle of worsening physical and mental health. Research has also revealed that loneliness can impair cognitive function. Social interactions stimulate the brain and help maintain cognitive sharpness, but without regular social engagement, the brain may become less active, leading to cognitive decline over time. This is particularly concerning for older adults who may already be at risk for conditions like dementia. The human impact: stories from famous figures and familiar faces. Loneliness can affect anyone, regardless of their social status, fame, or success. One of the most poignant examples of this is the story of Sir Isaac Newton, one of the most influential scientists in history. Despite his incredible achievements, Newton struggled with deep loneliness throughout his life. He was known to be introverted and reclusive, often isolating himself from others to focus on his work. While this isolation may have contributed to his groundbreaking discoveries, it also left him vulnerable to feelings of loneliness and depression. Newton's letters and personal writings reveal a man who, despite his intellectual prowess, grappled with the emotional toll of being alone. Closer to home, my friend Laura experienced loneliness after moving to a new city for a job. Laura had always been outgoing and social, but in her new environment, she found it difficult to make connections. The sense of isolation began to weigh on her, leading to feelings of sadness and anxiety. It wasn't until she joined a local community group that she started to feel a sense of belonging again. Through this group, she made new friends and found support, which helped her overcome the loneliness she had been experiencing. Another well-known figure who has spoken openly about loneliness is former British Prime Minister Theresa May. May has discussed how the pressures of leadership and public life can lead to isolation, even when surrounded by people. She has emphasized the importance of addressing loneliness, not just for individuals, but as a public health issue. Her advocacy led to the appointment of the first ever Minister for Loneliness in the UK, highlighting the growing recognition of loneliness as a serious societal problem. The health effects of loneliness. Why it's more than just a feeling. The health effects of loneliness are profound and wide-ranging. Studies have shown that chronic loneliness can increase the risk of premature death by up to 30%, making it as significant a risk factor as smoking or obesity. The stress associated with loneliness contributes to high blood pressure, heart disease, and a weakened immune system, leaving individuals more vulnerable to illness. Loneliness is also closely linked to mental health issues, including depression and anxiety. The lack of social interaction and support can lead to feelings of worthlessness and despair. which can spiral into more serious mental health conditions if left unaddressed. Laura, for example, found that her anxiety increased during her period of loneliness, affecting her work performance and overall happiness. It was only through reconnecting with others that she was able to regain her sense of well-being. For older adults, loneliness is particularly concerning as it can accelerate cognitive decline. Social isolation deprives the brain of the stimulation it needs to stay sharp, increasing the risk of conditions like Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. Isaac Newton's later years were marked by increasing isolation, which some historians believe may have contributed to his mental decline. Combating loneliness, effective strategies for connection. Combating loneliness requires both personal effort and societal support. Here are some strategies that can help foster connection and reduce feelings of isolation. Reach out and connect. One of the most effective ways to combat loneliness is to reach out to others, even when it feels difficult. This could be as simple as calling a friend, joining a club, or participating in community activities. Laura found that joining a local book club not only gave her something to look forward to each week, but also provided her with a sense of community that had been missing in her life. Volunteering. Volunteering is a great way to connect with others while contributing to a cause you care about. It can provide a sense of purpose and fulfillment, which can help alleviate feelings of loneliness. Theresa May has spoken about how volunteering and community service have helped her stay connected and grounded during her time in office. Practice self-compassion. It's important to be kind to yourself if you're feeling lonely. Loneliness can often lead to self-blame, but it's crucial to recognize that it's a common experience and not a reflection of your worth. Practicing self-compassion can help you navigate feelings of loneliness with greater resilience. Seek professional help. If loneliness is leading to depression, anxiety, or other mental health issues, it's important to seek professional help. Therapists and counselors can provide support and strategies for managing these feelings. Laura eventually sought therapy to help her work through her feelings of isolation, and it played a key role in her recovery. Utilize technology wisely. While technology can sometimes contribute to feelings of isolation, it can also be a powerful tool for connection. Social media, video calls, and online communities can help bridge the gap when face-to-face interaction isn't possible. However, it's important to use these tools mindfully, focusing on meaningful connections rather than superficial interactions. Create a routine. Establishing a daily routine that includes regular social interactions can help combat loneliness. Whether it's a weekly coffee date with a friend or a daily walk in the park where you can greet neighbors, small routines can create a sense of connection and belonging. Myths and misconceptions about loneliness. There are several myths and misconceptions about loneliness that can make it harder to address. One common myth is that loneliness only affects those who are physically alone. In reality, loneliness is about the quality of your relationships, not just the quantity. It's possible to feel lonely, even in a crowd, if you lack meaningful connections. Another misconception is that loneliness is only a problem for older adults. While it's true that loneliness can increase with age, people of all ages can experience loneliness, especially during times of transition, such as moving to a new place, starting a new job, or going through a breakup. Conclusion: embracing connection to combat loneliness. Loneliness is a significant health concern that affects millions of people worldwide. But it's also something that can be addressed with the right strategies and support. By understanding the physiology of loneliness, recognizing its effects, and taking proactive steps to connect with others, you can improve your overall well-being and combat the negative impacts of isolation. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the impact of loneliness on health and how to combat it effectively. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, connection is essential for health, so take the time to reach out and build those meaningful relationships. Until next time, take care.